The Prime Minister has just delivered his first report to Parliament on closing the life expectancy gap between Indigenous Australians and the rest of the country. Kevin Rudd promised the annual progress report as part of his apology to the Stolen Generations last year. The document details the many problems still plaguing Aboriginal communities, but the Prime Minister says the improvements of the last year should not be ignored. From Canberra, Hayden Cooper reports.
The symbolism of the national apology just over a year ago was closely followed by promises to improve the lives of Indigenous Australians. And today the Prime Minister delivered his first update. Like his speech last February, it was rich with ambition.
Mr Speaker, we stand at an extraordinary moment in the history of Indigenous affairs. A time of despair, but also a time of hope. A time of great challenge and equally a time of great opportunity.
But the disturbing statistics remain, like the fact that Aboriginal women die on average 17 years younger than non-Indigenous women. For men, the gap is 18 years. The Prime Minister says in the past year improvements have been made, but it will take time.
Let us have about us a habit of reflecting on what is also going right, as well as that which is going wrong. Nonetheless, we cannot ignore the despair that exists in too many Indigenous communities, the chaos, the violence and abuse that blight so many lives. The absence of law enforcement, of housing that is fit to live in, of basic services that the rest of the nation takes for granted, are classical areas of challenge. Of course, the apology has also raised expectations, expectations that change would be swift, results sudden. But generations of Indigenous disadvantage cannot be overturned overnight. Some say that little has happened in the years since the apology, but that is not the case. Progress has been made. Houses are being built. Since the end of 2007, 80 houses have been completed or just nearing completion in remote Northern Territory communities.
As well as reflecting on what's been achieved in the past year, Mr Rudd announced changes for the future. He's creating a new role of Coordinator General for Remote Indigenous Services, and he's announced $58 million to help overcome the eye disease trachoma.
Our objective must be clear: to eliminate trachoma among Indigenous Australians within a finite timeframe. Trachoma currently affects approximately 20,000 Indigenous children. 20,000 Indigenous children. This should not be the case. The investment we announced today will also target chronic middle ear infections and the attendant risk of hearing loss, which regrettably remains a real problem in remote Aboriginal communities.
His political opponents have offered their support, but not without qualification.
As Leader of the Opposition, I reaffirm the Coalition's commitment to delivering a new future to Indigenous Australians, with hope and opportunity for all. We make it plain that we will do everything we can to support the government in delivering on their commitments to close the gap in Indigenous life expectancy, improving educational attainment, employment and life in remote communities especially. But as Leader of the Opposition, I will not fail to hold the government to account where the pace is slowed or commitments are not met.
But the Prime Minister insists the goals can be met, and like last year's speech, he's injected a good deal of optimism in the face of an enormous challenge.
Change is coming to Indigenous Australia, and change is coming from Indigenous Australia. Let us, as a Parliament, as a nation, seize the moment. Mr Speaker, let us now begin.
The Prime Minister ending Hayden Cooper's report.